I'd like to hear about during the Second World War, when you wrote some scripts for actors at TU to take on tour to some of the army camps. Have I stated that accurately, or just what is the story there?
The students of the university and I performed at army camps during the war because we felt very much out of it. People were being drafted, people were enlisting, people were doing their physical duty to defeat a nation whose pride was its army, to defeat a nation whose pride was its ability to survive the vilest kinds of experience. And I was working at KVOO. I was not called up to serve because I was already serving and didn't know it. I was officially a censor of the words that went out over KVOO, which could have been words that could have brought death to our troops in the South Pacific if I didn't do my job properly.
And that was because KVOO had an
unusual
wavelength signal that was heard nightly in the South Pacific.
They sent a signal to Guadalcanal as clearly as it did to Sand Springs, and a lot more clearly than it did to, let's say, Colorado. The heavy side bounce of the signal meant that KVOO went into the South Pacific. They didn't know it. I didn't know it.
Clear channel was the word. The station was a clear channel station, and that always carried further.
But it also, just by the accident of the, and there's a name for that heavy side bounce, the signal goes up to the heavens and hits that heavy side layer and bounces back down to the earth, and it bounces back at an angle, so that the next time it bounces at the reciprocal of that angle, and it keeps on bouncing until it reaches Guadalcanal. And then it just goes on, and you wouldn't believe how clear the signal is, because I have since heard it. But at the time, the government thought it would be smarter not to draft me, but for me to censor it. And that censorship went on and on and on, and I announced, because KVOO, thinking, well, gee, he's here anyhow, we might as well use him. So KVOO used me as an announcer, and I did the early morning news. I got up at 4:30 every morning and went down and read the copy to see that nobody had done anything stupid. And the newscaster could very easily have done something. We had one newscaster who broadcast that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was going to visit the bomber plant that day. And that was all the Japanese needed to know as they plotted all of the things they plotted. And I'm told that I did a good job because we had no difficulties in the area in which I was working. But anyhow, that's beside the point.